Congressman Paul Tonko from New York's 20th District on Monday became the latest Democrat to support an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. As more House Democrats and one Republican back impeachment proceedings, Tonko explained that last week's announcement from Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller caused him to call for action.
Mr. Mueller last week made it abundantly clear that there were seemingly criminal actions by the president and his campaign. And I think it's important for us to have an inquiry that digs deep into assuming or determining whether those criminal actions, seemingly criminal actions, warrant rise to a level of impeachment. That will go before experts on the Constitution, but I believe that my oath requires me, after Mr. Mueller's statement making it abundantly clear, my oath requires me to do that. And certainly in service to that oath that I take, along with my colleagues, it's my judgment that Congress needs to accept the baton that has been handed us by Mr. Mueller.
Have you spoken with any of your Democratic colleagues who may also be coming around or making their own announcement that they would support an impeachment inquiry?
I haven't since our district work period. Before that, I had spoken to some to see where they were at. But I think the clearing of the air, so to speak, by Mr. Mueller in his address to the country really spoke to me in a way that we really need to drill down on what are seemingly criminal actions by this president, and then have experts on the Constitution determine where we go from there.
Are you going to push for Mr. Mueller to sit before Congress and provide additional testimony? He said in his press conference that the report is my testimony. But would you push for him to sit down to answer additional questions?
I think it would be helpful. You know, I know that the committees, a select few, have been really focused on this issue, while all of the other committees have been moving forward with a lot of work that needs to be done on unfinished business. But I think that, you know, even if he stays within the framework and within the confines of the report, you know, hearing his statements and having him add to that statement or clarifying it as he had last week is very helpful. And, you know, just recommending that while he couldn't take his investigation to extra steps beyond what he did, he clearly indicated that Congress has that ability. And I believe we need to embrace it.
Do you think that Speaker Pelosi will come around to seeking an impeachment inquiry?
Well, I know that she's been intent, very intent, on drilling down for the truth. And, you know, this inquiry will, in a sense, do the same thing. But eventually we will need experts on the Constitution to determine if the level of seemingly criminal actions rises to a further bit of action.
What do you think we still need to find more information on? What exactly do you want to drill down more further into?
Well, I think there were situations where people pleaded the fifth or where certain people did not appear. I think that there's just added information on some of these dynamics that really need to be addressed. I think that, you know, there were, you know, outreach efforts. There were those efforts to, in a sense, obstruct. And, you know, obstruction in any format is a grave concern. Anytime you try to cover up and, you know, stand in the way of justice being served, there needs to be additional discussion and additional investigation.
Republicans who are against an impeachment inquiry have been saying that such an inquiry would distract from other more important business in the House. What would you say to folks who say, we don't have time for this right now?
Let me tell you, there are so many things that we do coterminously. There are many, many fronts. I mean, I'm on three committees, on natural resources, on science, space, and technology, and energy and commerce. We're at hearings every day, sometimes two or three hearings for the various committees. You know, this whole thing that you can only work on one item is ludicrous. I mean, walk and chew gum at the same time? Hey, absolutely. That's the nature of this job. There are never those, well, it would be nice to have a single issue that we all focus on, but there's a multitasking that takes place routinely in this job. And I think it's very ludicrous to suggest that the appropriate committees, which are a handful of all the committees in the House working on one issue, denies the opportunity for unfinished business to be addressed.